A new UN report is condemning the use of drone strikes around the world and demanding accountability. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest, these are men America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Friday, the 16th day of May, year of our Lord, 2014. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, we'll start out with the prepper tip of the day. Most of you, at least all of you, should be stocking up on medical supplies. I encourage that at the end of every show. You may or may not know this, but antibiotics are readily available without prescription at your local farm and ranch supply store. How about that? The same antibiotics that you get with a prescription at your pharmacy from the same manufacturers, the exact same antibiotic with different packaging, over the counter with no prescription necessary. I always keep about a pound of these antibiotics on hand myself. I pay careful attention to the expiration date. Most medications, when they are beyond their expiration date, just start losing potency. However, antibiotics are one of the exceptions. Antibiotics actually become toxic once they've reached their expiration date. So I pay very careful attention to the expiration date, and when it's getting close to the end of the expiration date, I dispose of them and get a new supply. They're very, by the way, they're very, very inexpensive. You might be shocked to see how inexpensive these antibiotics are compared to buying the exact same thing with a prescription at your local pharmacy. It is 32 degrees at my home here in South Central Missouri. We do have patiently waiting in the green room our friend Ann Morrison. Ann is a scientist and is an engineer. She does pay very careful attention to the things that concern us regarding violent weather events, radiation events such as the Fukushima matter, and the these various diseases that are circulating around the world. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, John. Well, you've got me beat. I'm at 40. Thank goodness.
Well, you got a lot more asphalt and concrete where you are than where I am.
Yeah, they call it the heat. Let's see, the city heat condition or something like that.
Something like that, yes.
Around the city, it seems to stay warm. Of course, there's more smog, and so that captures the heat. And it doesn't let it escape at night. Yeah, we got serious problems. This Antarctic ice sheet. Have you heard about that?
Well, I'm aware of it. Tell us what you know.
Well, what the glaciers on the west side of Antarctica, specifically the Thwaites ice shelf, is probably named by the British, is calving from Antarctica, and in fact, the whole western half of the Antarctic glaciers have broken away from the eastern half. And what they say is, and this was published in Geographic magazine, a massive glacier system in West Antarctica has started collapsing because of global warming. And we'll...
Right. Go ahead. I'm listening.
And will contribute to significant worldwide sea level rise. And so this is a...
That's all they say?
No. Well, no, I haven't.
Okay.
This is a serious... I started to say this is a very serious thing. If you look at what's happening, what it is that the temperatures are warming, especially in the Pacific, and that's what they're blaming on the heat effect along the west coast of the United States and up into British Columbia and Alaska. Well, it's also extending down into the south, and so the warming waters have melted away the icebergs that were holding the glacial ice sheets onto Antarctica. And the supposition has been that the glaciers that were on Antarctica would stay there because, well, they had these icebergs holding them there. And then, two, it's on top of land. And so they didn't think that it would melt from the top, and the top, that water would run off into the sea, and it would be a very slow process.
Right.
It wasn't worth considering. Well, as they learned in their studies on Greenland has a very similar problem. It's a piece of land that sticks above the ocean, and it's covered with a glacial ice sheet. And what they discovered there was that when the water melted on top, it crept down through little microfissures and cracks in the glacier and ended up on the ground and provided a slick surface, like an ice surface. I'm sure you've fallen on ice. I have.
Right.
And so it's accelerating the progress of the glacier towards the ocean. And that's what they think is happening now in Antarctica. This was misunderstood by the scientists that wrote the climate assessment report. And so they'll probably have to go back and revise that.
I need to ask you, Anne, in the articles you've seen, and I've pulled up some of them here also, do they mention the fact, and it is a fact, that both Greenland and the Antarctic, that melting ice is melting fresh water? And the fact, and it is absolutely a fact, that the introduction of massive amounts of fresh water will change the salinity of the oceans and disrupt and stop these ocean currents. Do they address that at all?
They do not, because their assumption, and you know what assumption means.
Right.
The assumption was that the glaciers would not melt except at the top of the glacier, on the top surface, and that meltwater would fall into the ocean. And so the falling of the glacier into the ocean was not even talked about. They never considered it. They said, well, it'll happen, but it's going to happen so slowly it's not going to have an effect.
Right.
But you are right. What this is going to do, it's going to reduce the buoyancy of the water, which is a good thing because it's the buoyancy. The buoyancy is caused by dissolved gases in the ocean, and particularly carbon dioxide.
Hold that thought, Ann. Hold that thought. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Friday the 16th of May. Cover 6 Gear is where you can get handmade, one-at-a-time, Amish pistol holsters. Amish-made pistol holsters. Kind of a dichotomy, I know, because the Amish tend to be very pacifist people and not own firearms, on one hand. On the other, they're well-known to be excellent craftsmen at whatever they choose to do. In this case, they choose to make holsters. At cover6gear.com. I really like my cover6 gear holsters. They're well made, very comfortable, very secure. Having your pistol be secure is very important if you're out doing all kinds of vigorous activities. And on top of that, you can get a discount. When you make your purchase at cover6gear.com and you're filling out the form online, there's a box to put the code in. The code is JR Liberty. And you put that in the box, you will get your discount at cover6gear.com. If you want to place your order on the telephone as opposed to online, you can use the code also. The order line telephone is 913-938-6266. I say again, 913-938-6266. And the issue of buoyancy of the ocean is something I've never really considered before. You say it's very important matter. Tell us why the buoyancy of the ocean is important, if you would, please.
Okay, well, you've heard of the Bermuda Triangle?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, they think they know why ships disappear in that triangle between Bermuda, forget where it goes down, and Florida. I think it goes down to Venezuela, but in that area of the ocean, the Caribbean Sea. And that is because of the methane hydrates, clathrates, that are releasing methane into the Caribbean.
Okay.
And it's being released as gas, and so it's it makes the ocean more buoyant. And when ships go across water that is more buoyant, they're more likely to tip over. Let's put it that way. It's very important for. Usually, this has been caused by methane clathrates leakage, and that's why we know it's leaking there.
Okay.
And that's also why we know why the Russians and the Chinese are looking for. Methane.
Let me try to summarize here, Anne. The ship has a higher center of gravity because it's riding higher in the ocean than if it's got any force against it sideways as opposed from the front. That would make it more likely to capsize.
That's right.
Okay, that makes sense.
So the melting of the Antarctic ice sheets will put fresh water in there into the ocean. Now, this is going to occur over centuries. We're talking maybe the first thing we'll notice is in 200 years. I mean, this is not something that's going to happen immediately. But they say it's irreversible. There's nothing we can do to stop it at this point. And so
I have to disagree when it comes to salinity, because I know for a fact the salinity has been dramatically reduced just in the last 30 years. But go ahead.
Oh, what did I say about salinity?
You were talking about that this matter would take place over 200 years.
Yeah. So.
Well, the salinity has already been reduced on these oceans. That's why the Gulf Stream stopped June 12, 2010, is because of the reduced salinity of the ocean water from melting ice in the Antarctic and Greenland.
Okay. anyway. What it's going to do is it's going to put fresh water into the oceans. And because of that, there will be more carbon dioxide that can be absorbed by the oceans. Right now, the ocean is at its limit. It cannot absorb. We've been using the ocean to absorb carbon dioxide up until this point. The oceans will not absorb any more carbon dioxide, and that's one reason that it's increasing in the atmosphere. However, dumping this fresh water into the oceans will allow more carbon dioxide to be absorbed by the oceans. And so this is a good thing. The bad thing is, one is sea levels will rise. So if you have oceanfront property, you probably want to sell it before your fifth generation. Sell it as soon as you can,
right,
would be my advice. And they can look at your map. They can look at the Navy map. And are you still posting the Navy?
Yeah, we have the link to the current Navy map. The new one's published every day, every 24 hours, by the U.S. Navy, showing sea surface temperatures. And we got the screen capture from before June of 2010 posted as well.
Okay, people should be following that. Because, for instance, if I look at it right now, what do I see? I see a warming off the where we've had these big earthquakes down near Jero, Mexico, and I see a big warming, of course, along the equator, just completely around the world. And if you look at it closely and zoom in, you can see where the Greenland ice sheet is melting into the ocean and cooling the ocean, but also making it less saline. That is, right. That pump, if the Gulf Stream were working, that pump would be even better. But that pump now is off the coast of North Carolina,
right,
instead of off the tip of Greenland.
The Gulf Stream. Right.
Yeah, the Gulf Stream. So, you know, the Gulf Stream pump now is off the coast of North Carolina, about halfway across.
And it goes out a couple hundred miles. Yeah, it goes out a couple hundred miles, does a loop-to-loop, and peters out, and that's the end of it.
Yeah.
And we got a couple of callers on hold here. We have Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Ann. I'm going to take the contrarian stance on this one. We had the same stories last year and the year before at the same time of year from the same people who told us a decade ago that there would be no more snow and no more ice on the, you know, Antarctic sheet and Greenland. And the ice accumulations have been reaching record highs in the winter. Okay, and our carbon tax boys are going to put out their massive scare stories. Last year they had the great story about the huge iceberg that calved off up north and was going to be a navigation problem in the Atlantic, and no problem materialized. It's the same scare story they give us every year in the spring, and they're going to use it to try and justify the carbon tax and line the pockets of Al Gore and his buddy Blood at Generation Investment Management. Okay, there might be climate changes, but there are always climate changes, and they're not anthropogenically caused. Now, the Air Force certainly intends to control the weather. They're doing a great job of keeping a high off the West Coast and not letting any of the rain come into the West Coast with its radiation from Fukushima. We have much bigger fish to fry than just the salination, the fresh water coming in. This is the same scare stories. They don't pay attention. They don't want us looking at Fukushima, but they go, oh, the ice is melting, It's a great big distraction, just like it was last year and the year before.
Okay, thank you for your call, Glenn. Well, they do, and there's, you can find stories going back to 2009 about the West Antarctic ice sheet melting, but we're seeing both happening at the same time. We're seeing a large accumulation of snow and ice in one part of the Antarctic, and then the ice sheets on the west side melting and dropping off into the ocean. It doesn't invalidate the stories. It just means we need to pay careful attention to what's going on, doesn't it, Ann?
Well, this is like a harbinger of spring. This is a harbinger of things to come. It's not going to happen in your lifetime or my lifetime. But, you know, they're saying it's going to be very slow. The fastest it's going to be is that glacier would separate from Antarctica or would fall off of Antarctica in 200 years, more likely 1,000 years. So this is just a harbinger. And what it will do is when they do their studies now and their climate change studies is they need to factor in this flow of fresh water into the oceans at Antarctica.
Right.
And they have not done that yet.
Well, not publicly. We have a caller on hold. We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. Right back.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
Paul, our continues to have long-range patrol rations on sale. I'm not aware of any place else you can get these, really. He bought the entire manufacturer's overrun. You're probably aware the U.S. military is cutting back dramatically to pre-World War II levels. That means they're going to cut back in the supplies they order. And the manufacturer says it could be 3 to 5 years before there's any more overruns of these long-range patrol rations, what we call LRPs. So if you want some, you better get them while you can. When they're gone, well, they're gone. 2 to 3 to 5 years before there's any more. Spaghetti with meat, chili mac with beef, turkey tetrazzini, western eggs with ham, scrambled eggs with bacon, chicken and rice. All that at freezedryguy.com. You can get the nutritional facts, the cost per case, shipping included, for the lower 48, at freezedryguy.com. Toll-free order line, Pacific Business Hours. Here it is, 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. And we've got another caller on hold here. We've got Don in Ohio. Good morning, Don.
Yeah, good morning. I got to disagree with the methane thing. They came up with that a while back, and, they showed the demonstration of it and all, and that would seem to be, you know, a plausible thing, but for boats anyways, but you can't explain the airplanes and stuff that have disappeared over the triangle with their supposedly the magnetic fluctuations in their compasses and stuff like that. On methane just ain't going to answer for that. But anyways, the last two earthquakes monitored have been 6.0s off the islands of like Guadeloupe down above South America, and that's quite big for that area right in there. It's in the ocean. It's not on the island, but last two were 6.0s. So maybe tsunamis or something like that, warnings are going out. I don't know, but that is big for those areas right there. So that's all I got.
Thank you. We appreciate the call, Don. Any response, Ann?
Oh, well, if you've got methane gas seeping out of the ocean, that could certainly disorient pilots who are flying low. No, I don't have all the answers, but I do know that they do know that when the ocean gets more buoyant, the ships are more likely to sink, and so.
Okay, well, yeah. Let's move on from there. We got another call. We got Rose. Good morning, Rose.
Hi, Rose.
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Moore, and we appreciate all your effort bringing this great information to us. I just encourage you and appreciate that you continue bringing awareness and educating us about radiation. As you know, the media and the powers, they don't want to say anything about radiation. The Weather Channel, that's bogus. They don't want to talk about it. And I want to see, that you continue, bringing more awareness about this, and the harmful effects and what we can do as a nation, to protect ourselves. Apart from that, the issue of the chemtrails, my husband and I, we were going, traveling in the night, and we noticed there were chemtrails even in the nighttime. It's just incredible. And as you know, these chemtrails, it has been proven that they have harmful chemicals and other things, that do harm not only on the airways, but it affects the soil, and I bet you that it can affect the weather and other consequences. So please keep
all
giving
right.
us information. Thank
you. Thanks for the call, Rose. We appreciate it. We do get a lot of compliments and kudos for the work we do, Ann, and I want to just take a moment to thank you for taking your time to help us get the information that we need. We got another caller on hold here. We've got Mike in Eastern North Carolina. Good morning.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Ann. I saw an experiment done on methane gas, and every now and then one of these pockets out there in the Atlantic Ocean, they'll just erupt and release a huge amount of methane. But anyhow, what they showed, and they had instruments out there, and they were measuring it over the Atlantic and in this area. At any rate, what it showed is that just the smallest amount of methane gas would interrupt the combustion in an airplane engine, especially small engines and propeller-type engines. It would disrupt it, and it literally caused the engines to cut off.
Really?
And with jets, it would interfere with that as well. And so, anyhow, that could be part of the problem of planes coming down. There's much more to it than that. There's also electromagnetic things that interact with the way the sun sends off radiation, and they call it sticky fog, and that would also interrupt with the electrical mechanisms of an airplane, throwing them off course and all of that. Anyhow, I just wanted to throw that out, that it's a much more complicated thing than what people think it is, and a lot of it's involved with things that that Professor McCanny talks about, really, about the electrical universe. And so, anyhow, I just wanted to throw all that in.
Thank you so much, Mike. This is a wonderful show that you have here, John, where we can learn from our listeners, and the listeners can feel free to call in and tell the other people what they know. And, you know, this was an excellent report. Mike, why don't you send an email or a contact information? I'll put you on my email list.
Do what now, Ann? You're blurry on my end. What did you say now?
Send John your email, and he'll forward it to me.
Oh, send you my email?
Yeah. Send it to John.
Oh, okay. I'll do that. Yeah.
And then I'll put you on my email list.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. I'll do that when we go off the air to the man.
Okay.
So I won't take up air time.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the call. Okay. Well, that's the nature of talk radio at its best, Ann. Listeners learn from us. We learn from the listeners. We all learn from each other.
Okay. Well, anyway, my point was, and somehow we drifted away from where I was trying to head to, is that we've had a volcanic eruption in the Aleutian Islands. We've had two irregular earthquakes, fairly large, in Alaska. We have large earthquakes occurring off the west coast of North America. And, of course, the Ring of Fire is always active with volcanoes and earthquakes. So I'm looking at this thing, and this is on Western Australia, so I'm looking at this where this ice sheet is in comparison with all this other activity that's going on. We know that there are harmonic earthquakes occurring under Yellowstone, under Mount St. Helens, under Newberry Mountain in Oregon, and under Mount Hood in Oregon. And this is new activity.
Those who don't know, explain the difference between a regular earthquake and a harmonic earthquake.
Yeah, a harmonic earthquake indicates a movement of magma. So we're having we're recording magma movement under the Pacific, well, all the way from Yellowstone to Northern California.
All right.
And we're having these big earthquakes off of the west coast, southwest coast of Mexico. And, of course, we know about the earthquakes that are occurring in Chile and all the volcanic activity that we've had. And I'm looking at it and saying, you know, if there's a vibration, if there's a movement of magma, there's no reason why it wouldn't affect Antarctica, because it's at the bottom of the Pacific Ocean,
right,
or at the most southernmost part of it. And I'm thinking that, you know, we've had these landslides. We had that big landslide in Washington State, and there's been other huge landslides that have occurred.
Right.
And I'm thinking, well, if there's this harmonic oscillation that's occurring, that it might have affected Antarctica and caused this break in the western glaciers of Antarctica. Now, that's just a hypothesis on my part. I haven't seen it written down anyplace. But, you know, we need to think about the connectedness of things.
Absolutely.
Okay. Should we change subject? We have
sure.
Other,
let's move on. We got limited time. Go.
Limited time. They're doing contact tracing for the second, well, for both cases of MERS in the United States, the one in Indiana, that fellow has gone home, and then there's one in Orlando, Florida, and he's still in the hospital, and they have, well, we're coming up on 2 weeks. That what they did was they isolated. They did home isolation on people who were in contact with him because their procedures. I mean, an emergency room.
Hold that thought, Ann. We got a break. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally. and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Friday the 16th of May. Well, you hear me talk about the energy cleaner a lot, for very good reason. It is a wonderful healing device. I use my energy cleaner every night. I might be really vigorous during the day, moving rock and dirt with the tractor, using the chainsaw around the ranch here, go to bed with minor aches and pains, have a very solid good night's sleep, wake up pain-free with more physical energy, more mental energy, ready to go. The energy cleaner, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. A lot of people I find after 2.5 years are buying their second and third units. $285, shipping included to American zip codes. Toll-free auto line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. The energy cleaner at my website, thelibertyman.com, thelibertyman.com. And we've got about 7 minutes here to talk about whatever we really need to talk about.
Okay. Well, so the testing is going on for the contacts. Like I said, the man in Indiana, in Munster, Indiana, has been released to go home. That was last Friday. And then the man in Orlando, Florida, is still in the hospital, and the CDC is tracking down any contacts. They're talking over 500 contacts.
Right.
Plus, the since they both flew through London International Airport, they the Brits are implementing certain procedures. We put up signs, warning signs, at 22 of our international airports. Not all of them, but at 22 of them, and we have. They did follow up on contacts. They have four people being tested in San Antonio, Texas, for MERS because they were on a plane with one of those MERS patients, and they each came from different families. So it, right. You know, it isn't like it was a family group that caught it. Traveler reports that her state health department called, and she is supposed to report symptoms such as fever or cough, and she needs to record her temperature for 2 weeks. And I heard that it was two times a day for 2 weeks. And another traveler said that the CDC called him and told him how he needed to do the same thing. He said that the officials would not disclose how close he was to the patient. So that's going on. You can imagine the 500 contacts from the second carrier. From the second sick person is just a tremendous number. But we have a big health community in the United States, and so that's good that they're doing that. What they're trying to do then is to stamp it out. In other words, find the patients, isolate them, survey the contacts, isolate them if they have symptoms, and test them for the MERS. And so I wanted to note that they are spreading out. It's now they now have four people in San Antonio, Texas, that are being tested. We are seeing now, I think I told you, we're going through a brand new meteor shower. It'll be on the 24th of May, which will be a week from tomorrow. And what this is going to be the tail, the comet tail, that passed through the orbit of the Earth. Earth did not pass through the tail, but the tail passed through the orbit of the Earth 2 years ago. And it has since, it was comet Linear. And it has since exploded. They watched it explode and fall to pieces. And so this will be the first time we'll go through that comet tail debris. And there are some, they're expecting a meteor shower, but it may be more than a meteor shower. It may be a meteor storm. And one of the reasons that I mentioned that is because we had a bright meteorite. It had a bright blue and orange tail in Australia, and this was just, last night, and of course, blue and lead are two elements that that burn blue. I'm not sure where the orange would have come from, but I bet one of our listeners knows. So this could be the beginning of it, because it will peak on the 24th. That means that a few days before and a few days afterwards, you should be able to see it. And if it's a meteor storm, it may be rather frightening to some people. When we've had meteor storms before, people have panicked. You can't get away from them. I mean, the meteors are going to come down,
right,
and the meteorites are going to strike, and so you just may see more fireball. It's not the end of the world, guys. It's a brand new debris field that the Earth will be traveling through, and so we don't know exactly what to expect, but we can expect at least up to 200 meteors per hour. Meteorites, fireballs per hour, and then up to 1,000. And if it's 1,000, it'll be worth watching. I mean, it'll be kind of scary.
Right.
Don't have much on Ebola. They're just doing updates in West Africa, and I don't have any. I don't have any information about the carriers that may have gone into Italy, and. Of course, the one that went into Canada, they said, well, it wasn't Ebola, it was something else. do have a thing here about chemical weapons in Syria. They've been using chemical weapons on the population there, and women who had conceived and were in the first trimester are now bearing their children, and their children are horribly deformed. And there's been a lot of stillbirths and stuff. So if you really need to protect women from chemical weapons of any kind and radiation, and I want to report that the EPA is going to come out here and test the grounds, the playing grounds around the landfill, the Bridgestone landfill that is close to the West Lake landfill that is storing radioactive debris. But the mayor, you asked me about the mayor last week, the mayor has come out and said that, yeah, he doesn't think there's any problem. He says it's just hysterical parents. And but there's nothing he can do.
Right. Uh-huh.
You know, this is what you call a grassroots operation, and I tell you how much I appreciate these people that are willing to get these.
And the parents managed to go someplace and find hysterical radioactive detecting equipment, as opposed to normal radiation detecting equipment, right?
Well. The governments, and that includes the mayor, says, well, the data wasn't collected in a scientific method, and it could have been contaminated.
Yeah.
And,
Uh-huh.
You know, maybe somebody had just gone into the hospital and had a radioactive tracer, and, you know. But the EPA is going to do testing, but they are not going to test the runoff, the gullies on the sides of the fields, the playing fields. I mean, this is a huge recreational area. But they said they wouldn't test the gullies. I don't understand that, but they said they wouldn't. But they are going to test the playing grounds, and it will be using scientific methods. And I worked in that field. I mean, the methods are very rigorous. I mean,
Right.
Okay. They had to evacuate San Onofre nuclear power plant because they had to evacuate Camp Pendleton because of the wildfires that are burning. Well, we are in a drought. The West Coast is in a drought. They're supposed to have, they are having record heat on the West Coast. And remember that when there's a high pressure system, high pressure weather system, that it's bringing air down towards the earth. A low pressure is like a tornado or a hurricane, and it's taking debris off the ground and sending it up into the atmosphere.
Right.
But a high pressure system brings air down from the atmosphere, including radioactives and whatever's in the chemtrails and all that. But as it comes down, it warms up, and this is called compressional warming. So as long as they keep that high pressure over the West Coast, then they are going to...
And we are out of time. I'll be back with Dr. Bill here in a few hours. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, John.
And I'll be with Vince Fanelli on GCN here at 9 a.m. Central. Just a couple of hours with Vince Fanelli on GCN. That's it for the day. That's it for the week. I'll be safe out there. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, and now, while you can, your firearms and ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, productive, safe weekend, and God bless America.